Extracts from the Writings and Utterances of Abdu'l-Bahá. 47. The friends of God are supported by the kingdom on high, and they win their victories through the massed armies of the Most Great Guidance. Thus for them, every difficulty will be made smooth, every problem will most easily be solved. 48. Soon will the western regions become as radiant as the horizons of the east, and the Sun of Truth shine forth with a refulgence that will cause the darkness of error to fade away and vanish. Great is the multitude who will rise up to oppose you, who will oppress you, heap blame upon you, rejoice at your misfortunes, account you people to be shunned, and visit injury upon you. Yet shall your heavenly Father confer upon you such spiritual illumination that ye shall become even as the rays of the sun, which as they chase away the somber clouds, break forth to flood the surface of the earth with light. It is incumbent upon you, whensoever these tests may overtake you, to stand firm and to be patient and enduring. Instead of repaying like with like, ye should requite opposition with the utmost benevolence and loving kindness, and on no account attach importance to cruelties and injuries, but rather regard them as the wanton acts of children. For ultimately, the radiance of the kingdom will overwhelm the darkness of the world of being, and the holy, exalted character of your aims will become unmistakably apparent. Nothing shall remain concealed. The olive oil, though stored within the deepest vault, shall one day burn in brightness from the lamp atop the beacon. The small shall be made great, and the powerless shall be given strength. They that are of tender age shall become the children of the kingdom, and those that have gone astray shall be guided to their heavenly home. 49. Thou hadst written concerning the growth in stature of the cause of God in thy country. There is no doubt that the faith of God will progress from day to day in that land, for it will be aided by the strengthening power of the Holy Spirit and the confirmation of the Word of God. Nor is there any doubt that members of the Christian clergy will rise up against it in implacable hostility, wishing to injure and oppress you, and seeking to assail you with doubts. For the spread of the cause of God will lead to the waning of their fortunes, as the fortunes of the Pharisees had waned before them, and entail the loss of the dignity and standing that they now enjoy amongst men. Reflect upon the time of Jesus and the deeds wrought by the Jewish divines and Pharisees. Such deeds will, in this day, be repeated at the hands of these Christian clergymen. Be not perturbed, however. Be firm and constant, for it is certain that a company of souls shall, with infinite love, arise to enter into the kingdom of God. These souls shall recompense you for the vexations, the humiliations, and disdain to which you are subjected by the clergy. To the injuries inflicted by these latter, they shall respond with acts of kindness, until eventually, as the experience of former times hath shown, the children of the kingdom shall gain the ascendancy, and victory shall be theirs. Rest ye confident of this. 50. All who stand up in the cause of God will be persecuted and misunderstood. It hath ever been so, and will ever be. Let neither enemy nor friend disturb your composure, destroy your happiness, deter your accomplishment. Rely wholly upon God. Then will persecution and slander make you the more radiant. The designs of your enemies will rebound upon them. They, not you, will suffer. Oppression is the wind that doth fan the fire of the love of God. Welcome persecution and bitterness. A soldier may bear arms, but until he hath faced the enemy in battle, he hath not earned his place in the king's army. Let nothing defeat you. God is your helper. God is invincible. Be firm in the heavenly covenant. Pray for strength. It will be given to you, no matter how difficult the conditions. 51. And now, if you act in accordance with the teachings of Baha'u'llah, you may rest assured that you will be aided and confirmed. You will be rendered victorious in all that you undertake, and all the inhabitants of the earth will be unable to withstand you. You are conquerors because the power of the Holy Spirit assisteth you. Above and beyond all physical and phenomenal forces, the Holy Spirit itself shall aid you.